Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2540, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you do send in a question, we'll physically mail you a copy of our hardcover workbook as long as you're in the U.S. and we have some left. If you're outside of the U.S., we'll email you a digital version. Now, I'll tell you how to send in a question at the end of the show, but for now, let's hear today's audio question as we optimize your life.
Oh, hi, doctor. I really enjoy your podcast. I wanted to ask you if you have any opinion on the medications, Repatha and the sister medication, Praluent, for high HDL, I'm sorry, high LDLs. Without my ability to take statins of any kind, and diet and exercise have not really worked. Thanks.
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, listener. I'm so sorry to hear that up until this point, diet and exercise haven't helped reduce your cholesterol levels. Let me first talk about how these types of medications may help lower cholesterol levels. Well, actually, let me first talk about where cholesterol comes from and why we should care about it. Cholesterol can come from the foods we eat, but the body actually makes it on its own too. The liver specifically makes cholesterol on its own. This is because we need cholesterol floating around in the bloodstream. Cholesterol helps the body transport fat throughout the body. When it comes to foods, cholesterol can be found in any product that basically came from an animal. If the animal had a liver, since the liver makes cholesterol, then it's going to have some cholesterol in it. So having cholesterol in the body and in the blood isn't a bad thing. The problem is having too much of it. This is because if our cholesterol levels get too high, then it increases the risk of that cholesterol forming blockages in the arteries. Now, the medications you asked about in your question, Praluent and Repatha, help decrease a specific type of cholesterol. This type of cholesterol is called LDL. You'll hear LDL often referred to as bad cholesterol, or if it helps you, think of it as lousy or lethal cholesterol. So certain medications tell the liver to stop making so much of this LDL or lousy or lethal cholesterol. Now, they don't stop the production of this cholesterol completely. It just tells the liver to chill out for a while. Over time, it's the hope that this will decrease the amount of this lousy, lethal cholesterol floating around in the bloodstream. This is because too much of this lethal, lousy cholesterol, again, tends to form blockages in the arteries. So if these medications decrease this lousy, lethal cholesterol from floating around in the bloodstream, this means there's less of a chance of future disease risk, like heart attack or stroke. Now, the reported side effects to both of these medications, Praluent and Repatha, are minor. Of course, though, for some, the side effects can be pretty awful. It really just depends on the person. But if a doctor prescribes these medications, and there are no reported side effects or minimal side effects, then the doctor believes that the benefits of taking these medications outweigh any risks. But the medications do tend to work even better when we include lifestyle changes. If blood cholesterol is really well managed, the dosage or frequency of these medications can actually be reduced. Most health professionals agree that diet, exercise, weight management, stress management, and not smoking can help reduce blood cholesterol levels. In fact, several studies have found that these lifestyle changes can actually work better than the medications themselves. But based on your question, OHD listener, it sounds like you've tried some of these lifestyle behaviors, and unfortunately, they don't seem to be working. But let me describe some of these lifestyle behaviors more specifically, just in case you haven't tried them. First, simple sugars. So when it comes to changes to our diets, one of the best things we can do is to lower our intake of simple sugars. Simple sugars are those that are found in candy, soda, white flour, baked goods, you know, all the things we really like. Now, this doesn't mean these foods need to be completely eliminated from the diet, but even a small reduction can help. When it comes to some things we want to increase in our diet, like fiber, that can actually help remove LDL cholesterol from the bloodstream. So increasing our dietary fiber intake to around 28 grams per day can help remove that lousy or lethal cholesterol from the blood. Next, fish. I would say it's important to eat fish at least twice a week. Specifically, consume responsibly caught, cold water, fatty fish. These tend to be high in a specific type of fatty acid called omega-3 fatty acids, which help keep our arteries healthy. An easy mnemonic device I like to use to help clients remember which fish are high in omega-3s is to follow a SMASHT diet, S-M-A-S-H-T, where S stands for salmon, M mackerel, A anchovies, the other S sardines, H halibut or herring, and T trout. Each of these fish are good sources of omega-3 fatty acids. Now, if you don't like fish and want to take an omega-3 supplement instead, definitely consult your doctor or dietitian first. And also, you don't need to take those so-called mega doses of these supplements either. Next, alcohol. A number of well-designed studies have found that consuming alcohol in moderation can significantly reduce the likelihood of cardiovascular disease, which includes heart attack and stroke. Now, what does moderation actually mean? For those identified as male at birth, that means no more than 2 drinks per day. For those identified as female at birth, that means no more than 1 drink per day. Now, most of these studies were performed with red wine, so that's the form I would recommend as long as your doctor is okay with it. There are, of course, those individuals that should not consume alcohol, like those with a history of addiction, and possibly those with a family history of addiction, those that are pregnant, those with diabetes, and those that are underage, of course, just to name a few. Now, my last diet tip is to eat plenty of dark green, red, and orange veggies. These will provide a number of heart-healthy vitamins and minerals to help the body heal. Now, what about exercise? Starting with a walking and stretching program is often recommended. Staying active keeps your bad, lousy, lethal LDL cholesterol levels down, which will again help prevent that blockage forming in the arteries. Stretching has actually been found to keep the arteries nice and flexible, which is what we want. Now, before beginning any exercise program, yes, you know what I'm going to say, check with your doctor first. If they give the all clear, have your doctor specify the type of exercise you should be doing, the intensity you should be doing it at, and the frequency, meaning how often should you be exercising. Several studies have found that high-intensity exercise is safe and effective for most people, and high-intensity exercise may be better at improving blood cholesterol levels than lower-intensity exercise. But again, definitely get medical clearance first. And depending on the situation, some weight loss may help too. Even a 5 to 10% reduction in body weight, especially for those that are in the overweight or obese categories according to their body mass index, can help lower blood cholesterol levels. Now, this weight loss, again, isn't for everyone. It's really for those that may carry a little extra weight. And this weight loss doesn't need to happen fast. No more than 1 to 2 pounds of weight loss per week is considered safe by most health organizations. I should add that to start to see any actual changes to blood cholesterol levels, these recommendations, these behaviors, need to be followed for at least 6 weeks. And for some, it may even take twice as long, 12 weeks, before seeing any results. So please keep in mind, time, patience, and consistency are needed. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your audio question, OHD listener. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. And if you want to send in a question, remember, you'll get a physical copy of our workbook mailed to you if you're in the US and as long as we still have copies available. You can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much again for sending in your questions. And that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.